I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they won't play this new song. It's not that it's awful controversial, just that the f***ing words are awfully strong. You can't say on the radio or. You can't even say I'd like to you someday, unless you're a doctor with a very large. So I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they dare well program it. I bet you they're f***ing old program directors who think it's a load of horse.
I just cut off my finger with this here chainsaw. But now, thanks to Contrix, I can continue to work without any pain.
That 27-story fall ordinarily would put a real damper in my day. But now, with the aid of Contrix, I can go about my business without feeling all those broken bones.
I'm in labor right now. But now, with the aid of Contrix, I can clean a house at the same time.
Contrix. From a sore finger to a broken back. You won't feel anything. We promise.
Good morning. And for some reason, we can't hear Eric in the other room.
Why not?
Probably because you're sitting. Try that one you're next
to.
Oh,
boy, it's nice to know that people are coming.
Hey, that one works.
I don't hear myself.
I can hear you.
I think you're talking.
No,
about
maybe try that other one over.
It's that one all the way over there.
Over
boy,
there.
Mike, you know, you really.
Sorry.
This one? Well, no, it's not that one either.
You know, that's the one.
That's the one. You put me at the mic that's farthest away from the one that works, and I think you did that deliberately, too.
No, I didn't, actually.
Okay, well, here I am on the other side of the room, and a very good morning to all of you out there. It's, yes, it's time for Radio Free Long Island again.
We've been hit. No, we've hit you.
We've hit you, and we're not going to stop until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Or unless the playback engineer gets tired and goes home.
That's right. May 2nd, 1981, was bound to be an historical day somehow in this world of ours. Yesterday, of course, well, this Friday was Inauguration Day here at Stony Brook, and anyone who...
And also the day of the big USB staff party.
That's true, too.
Which we're at right now.
We're probably at it right now, which means we're not really here. I don't understand it myself.
So don't call us up asking to speak to us.
No. Well, you'll get as much as you usually do anyway if you call up asking to
speak
to us.
No, you'll probably get even less.
Maybe.
Well, no, we shouldn't say that because the playback engineer who's listening to this tape probably isn't even listening to it, so we can say...
He's probably in the other room listening to records, so it doesn't make a difference. We can say anything we want about him. We can say he looks funny. He's all sorts of things.
Or could even be a she.
That's true, too.
Right.
In which case, we can really get brutal, but we don't have to get into that now.
Mm-hmm.
How's your week been?
Well, up till Wednesday, it's been okay.
Yeah.
Past Wednesday, I don't know what's happened.
Well, mine's been pretty good the whole way through. Certainly better than last week when, oh boy, what a terrible week that was.
Yeah.
But things seem to be picking up. School's almost out. Spring is here. And, oh, wow. I want to tell you, when you're outside and the temperature is in the 70s,
it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful.
You know, proud to be an American for one thing, and just proud to be alive is basically it. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you bought yourself a new car, true?
Yes, I did, in fact.
Was it an American car?
It was, now that you mention it. It was a 64 Chevy.
Uh-oh, you're not supposed to say brand names.
Oh, well, all right, forget it then. It was a 64 car, an American-made car, by the way. And yes, it's interesting you pointed that out because it seems to me that most people do buy American cars these days. The older cars last a lot longer. I mean, when was the last time you heard of a 64 Fiat or, you know, a 64 Jaguar?
Yeah, right.
Or a 64 Toyota hanging out, you know, these days.
I have a 1965 Plymouth.
It doesn't happen that often.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
American cars, they last a lot longer than any other foreign cars.
Well,
did you ever see, you know, an intersection when there's an accident with a foreign car and an American car? The American car is always the one that totals the foreign car, and the American car is always left in one piece, and the people in that are, you know, alive and well and everything. But the foreign car, oh, it may save gas mileage, but it gets totaled, and it gets totally destroyed.
No, I never noticed that.
Well, it happens. Let me tell you something, because the people in America know how to build cars.
Uh-huh.
They know how to build cars. They know how to do lots of things. America's the only country I know of where you can have a presidential inauguration on a Friday, you know, with the university president. It's the only country I know where you can even go to a university like this.
Uh-huh.
It's the only country I know of where you can have a program like Radio Free Long Island. We can have people like the Tripod family, Sidney Shriver,
right.
Harvey Hunter,
right.
these people.
Uh-huh.
It's,
mm-hmm.
it's the only country I know of like that. You can't do that in France.
I'm sure you can.
You can't do it in Bengal or wherever that place is, South America,
right. uh-huh.
Antarctica. You can't
uh-huh.
do anything like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
Eric,
anyone who's not proud to be an American is crazy. I don't understand it.
Hello, Eric.
And it's this time of year when you realize that more than anything, when the sun is out and the birds are singing and the trees are
but the sun shines in other countries as well.
I don't care. It's not the same sun.
Eric,
it rises over our ocean. It comes up over our sky. It's our sun. It's an American
you're on
sun
the West
up there.
Coast.
An American
Eric,
moon.
Woo-hoo. Suppose you're on the West Coast of the United States. The sun doesn't rise over their ocean. Okay,
no,
I gotcha.
But they believe us when we say it just rose over our ocean, don't they?
You coconut, you should have said, well, it sets.
Well,
over
I was going to say that
ocean.
Next. It does set over their ocean. That's our ocean too, because it's a big land. It's a great big land.
Are you about done?
No, I'm not. There's plenty to
well,
say.
Hey,
about
listen.
America.
Well, you can save.
We got 50 states. 50 states going from coast to coast, plains to forest. You got your Alaska. You got your New Mexico. You got
don't
everything
forget,
here.
Don't forget the mountains.
Come on.
Okay.
How can people badmouth this land? It's you know, we have interests abroad. We have interests here. We have all sorts of things.
It's
a fantastic place.
Do you
place.
Think you're actually holding the interest of our listeners?
I don't care about that. I just wanted to say what's on my mind.
Well, hey, listen.
Right?
I'm just
going to
turn your volume down here. And
that's
we're
not fair. You can't do that. That's taking away my rights as an American. I have certain rights as an American, and I intend to hold on to them while I'm still an American.
I'm just going to turn your mic off completely.
Well, that's something... You're a communist, Mike.
Oh, okay.
You're a communist, and you don't deserve to be on this American airwave of ours. But furthermore, when was the last time you ever heard of a country that had democratic elections? Huh? Every 4 years. Every year, in fact, we elect somebody to something.
I've had about bloody enough of what you have to say.
It's always I...
life run loose and fast free. No gal gonna ever tell me what to do. Woe is me. Look who's blue. Please have pity on me. Oh, can't you see that I'm in misery? Please, please, I'm begging like a fool. Woe is me. Look who's blue.
Robert Gordon,
a tune from,
I don't know what's happened to Eric.
Last, you won't find a country like America anyway.
The last 10 minutes or so, he's been screaming on, babbling about
Singapore,
about how great America is.
Japan,
let's just
we
join him
Malaysia,
in progress
huh?
right now. Huh? Fiji, El Salvador, Ecuador,
Salvador,
Austria, Bahrain, huh? Do you find any countries like America anywhere? German Democratic Republic.
I don't know. I
don't
know what to tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
Democratic.
This man has
democratic.
Totally flipped.
The Federal Republic of
this,
Germany. Who cares,
unless
huh?
I can
who
fit
cares?
In there. Eric, yoo-hoo.
Papua New Guinea. Who gives a damn about Papua New Guinea?
The people who live there.
America's the only thing that matters. Ireland, Israel, Italy, Iran, Hong Kong, Honduras, Haiti.
Eric, are you just about done?
Sweden, Venezuela. Vatican City, United Kingdom, al-Kuwain. Can you even believe that's a country, folks? Fujairah, Ras al-Khaimah.
He sounded a little bit deranged now. But, I don't know. Eric, I guess he hasn't come down off his little... Maybe I'm just
going to
go straight right into a song.
America's the only place. Don't you understand? Don't you see?
This guy's going to start driving mad. I don't know. What's happened to the man? Eric, are you just about done...
I have not yet begun to fight.
Oh, no. Here's some true American music for you.
The story began in Reynosa, a village in old Mexico. Girl and the Mexican soldier were sweethearts a long time ago. They made big plans for a wedding. The town of Reynosa would go, and they would see Jimmy Martinez married to Sarah Sabo. One day there came a message. It said Jimmy must go, that Jimmy was leaving Reynosa to fight at the Alamo. He never returned to Reynosa. The story's been told and retold, how Jimmy the Mexican soldier died at the Alamo. Jimmy's last letter to Sarah began with a message like this. Oh, dear one, how sweet is the memory of our parting kiss. I send my heart in this letter. I pray to the one up above. Oh, Sarah, don't ever forget me. Stay just as pure as the dove. the dove in your window. It's chosen just one mate for life. And you are the one I have chosen, the one that I want for my wife. He never returned to Reynosa. The story's been told and retold. Jimmy, the Mexican soldier, died at the Alamo. Sarah refused to believe them. She prayed for Jimmy's return. And there every night in her window, a small little candle would burn. Years turned her dark hair to silver. She prayed for Jimmy so long. Then one night the village was saddened. The light in her window was gone.
Free Long Island.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is kind of embarrassing, but it seems as if we've run out of things to do on the program tonight. We really don't know what to say. It's never happened to us before, but I guess the only thing we can do is... Oh, hello. Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you on the air? I guess I shouldn't have just walked in like...
No. Believe me, it's okay. Who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, well, my name's Earl, and I'm here to fix your lights. I believe you called to say if you were out.
Yes, a few months ago, in fact.
Oh, right. Well, let me get to work, then.
Oh, please, there's no need to hurry. As long as you're here, why don't you stay and chat a while?
Well, thanks a lot for asking, but I really can't imagine what I have to talk about.
Well, what about your line of work? I'm sure there are quite a few interesting stories in the light bulb replacement field.
Nah, not really. It's kind of boring, actually.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I mean, look at all the different types of lights you have to replace in a typical working day. You have the standard light bulb. Do you do any work with fluorescent lights?
Well, yes, I do, in fact.
Oh.
Well, yeah, fluorescent lights are a little harder to carry around with you, but they're a snap to replace, and they last longer, too.
You know, there's something I've always wondered about. Now, when a fluorescent light is about to burn out, you hear a kind of a buzzing noise while it's on. What causes that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that. I just replace the things. I don't build them.
Oh, well...
Well, if you really want to know, I could probably find you a toll-free number you can call.
Well, okay, why don't you give that to me a little later on?
Okay, sure thing.
What are the kinds of lights do you work with?
Well, there's your mercury vapor lights. They give a kind of like a greenish-whitish tint. And,
yeah.
That's for street lights and that kind of thing. And,
uh-huh.
And then there's your sodium vapor, which is basically phasing out your old mercury vapor bulbs.
Really?
And they're used in street lamps, and they give off a kind of like an orange light.
Oh.
I've been actually putting a few of these bulbs up around here lately.
Uh-huh. And what's the highest you have to climb to replace a light bulb?
Oh, boy. Let's see. The highest I've gone up myself is about 10 feet. But there's some folks who've been on the force a while who've gone between 13 and 15 feet.
Well, I have to admire your courage and dedication to your field of work, which we certainly couldn't survive without. And it was interesting talking about it.
Well, I still think it's kind of boring as hell. But if you think that's interesting, well, that's all right, I guess. I just don't find it all that appealing.
Well, I'd like to say thanks for dropping by and saying hello.
Oh, well, thank you for asking me. I mean, this could be my big break, huh? But before I forget, I'd better replace these bulbs.
Well, why don't you go do that, then? I'll just see what else we have to do here. Oh, well, why don't we take a look at the weather? It's going to be getting a little colder tonight with temperatures going down. Hey, what happened to the lights? I can't see a thing. What in the world's going on?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you, I'm going to have to turn off all these lights for a little while so I can change the bulbs.
Wait, you can't do that. I'm on the air now. How am I supposed to do the show? I can't see what I'm doing.
Gee, I don't know what to tell you. I'll try not to take too long. I'll just start over. Whoa! Jeez, I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
That was a $900 cassette deck you just tripped over.
Oh, really? That's what it felt like, you know? You really shouldn't leave stuff lying all over the floor like this, especially when you don't have any lights on.
Listen, will you just do what you have to do, please? You're really starting to get in the way.
Well, I am sorry. I'll try to hurry. Do you happen to see there where that large light bulb I left over here? Or...
No, I can't see anything.
Oh, there he is. Oh, gee, I think it's broken. Well, let me just... Whoops! Oh, jeez, I'm sorry.
We'll be right back.
Outside the rain is falling, the dew is all I feel. But all those lights just move so slow, leaving only space to feel. Well, the rain is making patterns now on my windowsill. Of those who never asked to die and were too afraid to kill. open like a freight train. Won't you take me down the line? There's so much I can never say of the ruins left behind. But my pockets, they are empty. There's so much on my mind. Time unlike a freight train. Take me down the line. Pamela was anxious. I kept her waiting long. She asked me for a symphony. I only gave her songs. But I'm weary of these petty wars. I long for perfect sin and gravity was my lover. And silence was my friend. Time, unlike a freight train. Won't you take me down the line? There's so much I can never say of the ruin left behind. Oh, if I could, I would explain to you. There's so much on my mind. Time, unlike a freight train. Take me down the line. Lila does not care for chains, preferring wind to stone. Her hungry thighs, they sing for me. Her mouth was like a poem. How we loved in green desire's light. So careful not to bruise all the secrets we so finely spun. No, we neither likes to lose. Time, unlike a freight train. Won't you take me down the line? There's so much I can never say of the ruin. Behind, oh, my pockets, they are empty. So much on my mind. Time, unlucky for dreams. Down the line. gather all your shattered mirrors. I'll take them willingly. To the peddlers and the auctionmen who will trade them all for dreams. For there's nothing left but mercy now for you, the one-armed thief. Poet who pawned his mystery in turn for some relief. Time, but like every dream, won't you take me down the line? So much I can never say of the ruins left behind. If I could, I would explain to you there's so much on my mind. Like every dream, take me down the line. Take me down the line. Take me down the line.
Well, in case you've just tuned in, this is Radio Free Long Island. The song we just heard was tuned by Eric Anderson called Time Run Like a Freight Train. Well, anyhow, if you hadn't just tuned in, a little while ago, my partner Eric Corley. Oh, by the way, I'm Mike Uhas. We never did introduce ourselves this morning, but I'm Mike Uhas. My partner Eric Corley was, he's plunged off the deep end, so to speak, rambling on and on and on about Americanism and being a part of the American system and that kind of thing. He's presently being looked at by a psychiatrist, and he should be out of treatment in a few moments. Meantime, you can look forward to some fine music and the latest edition of the Tripods coming up shortly on Radio Free Long Island. Thank you.
Oh, gonna rise, I'm singing. Yes, you spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. Stand by.
Summertime.
Yes, you got my senses.
And the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich and your ma is broken. So hush, little baby.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, don't you cry.
Oh, don't you cry.
Oh,
don't you cry.
No.
Oh, don't you cry. Oh, don't you cry. Oh, don't you cry.
To Radio Free Long Island on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Yeah. some fancy
cider.
Some fine music for you from, who's that?
The Lights and the Sights.
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Through the mountains.
And I don't know exactly what's happened to Eric. Eric has
through the oceans.
Gone off the deep end
and
here.
Something else.
And we don't know how to control
God
this guy.
Bless America.
He's gone on a patriotic binge, and I can't even talk over the guy. So what I'm going to do, and I was going to start singing a la Kate Smith, so let's just turn him off for a minute. Now, I'm going to be accepting telephone calls. If you have any way in that you think you can keep Eric off this patriotic binge, why don't you give us a call? Let's see, do we have a caller? Yes, we have a caller. Oh boy, what's happening here? Well, here we are with our first caller. Can I help? What's your idea?
Hello?
Am I on the... Oh, I can hear myself. I'm on the air. I was listening to what happened to you. It sounds terrible. Is your co-host just babbling on about America without stopping?
That's exactly what he's doing. Can you help us in any way?
Well, I might be able to. You see, I had a cousin once. He lived in France, and the same thing happened to him, except, of course, he was talking about France. He went on for, I think, about 20 minutes without stopping for breath or anything, and
That's exactly what's happened to Eric.
How long is... I just turned in. I just got home from work. Has he been gone for a long time?
Close to an hour.
Well, it's possible, then, that he might have already repeated himself. You see, what happens sometimes is... It's like a loop. They reach the end of it and then they start again.
Uh-huh.
And I think the best time to catch them, to make them stop, is at the end of one of those loops when they're about to start repeating themselves again. You sort of give them a jolt. And that's what I did to my cousin.
I see.
In France. I gave him a jolt when he finished. It was like a 5-second pause.
Well,
he stopped because of that jolt. I don't know. He might be going continuously.
Yeah.
America's a bigger country than France. You might be able to go for a longer period of time without repeating.
Well, now your cousin went for like 20 minutes and started repeating, right?
Yeah. Well, he paused, and I assumed he was going to start repeating then. And he looked like he was remembering everything that he had said, so he could start again.
I see. Well, then, let me take a look at Eric.
What's he doing now?
He's in there. He's just pounding his hands on the table and... I think he's contracting to get a marching band in there as well.
Oh, no. It's possible you might need some professional help because my sister once told me, too, that she heard of a case in, I think it was Yugoslavia. No, it was Czechoslovakia, in fact, where somebody could not stop. He was going for, I think, 2 weeks, and they finally had to execute him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, well, then we better... Better have something to do about that.
Try the loop. See what happens.
Okay, we'll see if he starts repeating, and we'll wait for the loop.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Good luck, Mike.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I think you're going to need it.
Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, all right. So, you all know our phone number. And, let's see, do we have another phone call? Do we? Yes, we do.
I think you should shoot the bloody bastard.
Okay, let's go to the next caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Am I on the air now?
Yes, you are.
Yes, what you have, I'm a doctor. I'm calling from Smithtown.
Mm-hmm.
What you have here is a case of super patriotism. It seems to have appeared with the Reagan era. A lot of people are talking about a new beginning.
Uh-huh.
And they can't really stop. It sort of reaches the point in them where they just, it bursts out and they can't stop talking about it. It's kind of sad, actually, because a lot of times there are false hopes in their heads, and they're just sort of letting them go,
right?
In a hopeful sort of sense, hoping that some hieroglyphic monography will manifest itself.
Well, what do you suggest we do, sir?
What I suggest is to bring him into my office immediately. I charge $75 an hour, but I can guarantee...
I'm sorry, you're not allowed to mention prices on
non-commercial
radio.
So if you can bring him in as quickly as possible. My offices are...
Okay, we've had enough about that call from that caller there. Let's see, are we waiting for another phone call? Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling from... Bayshore.
Uh-huh. And how is the weather down in Bayshore? Can you help us?
Oh, it's bad weather tonight.
Uh-huh.
It's freezing cold outside, and all that. Just planted some marigolds, and they're wilting already.
Oh, boy.
What can I do?
Well, this is not gardening hour.
Well, you brought it up.
We are requesting advice on how we can help our co-host Eric snap out of his patriotic binge.
What's wrong with him?
He's been on a patriotic binge.
For how long?
For over an hour now.
Oh, dear. That's too bad.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could help, but I'm...
You sound exactly like the first caller.
I do?
Yes, you do.
I wasn't even listening. I'm trying to call my uncle.
Oh, I'm sorry you have the wrong number. Goodbye. Okay, now let's just move on to the next caller. Waiting for the phones to ring, and one more caller. Oh, there's the phone. Okay, hello. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the what?
On the air.
I thought you're putting the calls on the air?
Yes, we are.
Oh, no. I didn't want to be on the air.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you.
Alrighty, so there's the gist of our help. We're going to take a look, see if Eric starts repeating himself, and if he does, we're going to have to get a lightning bolt to come in and strike him once on the head.
All right, it's star time. Everybody put their hands together and make him feel real good. He's going to do the same for you. From the south side of Chicago, Mr. J.B. Huddle.
Free Long Island. Stay tuned for the tripods.
be another bite to tell you before I hear the truth from your mouth. You better hear me out. You better hear me out.
The Fabulous Adventures of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle for peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. Last time, as Howard was taking a canoe ride around Whitney Island while waiting to star in the first scene of Uncle Jonathan's movie, his boat became adrift and started going out to sea. Now the scene is the Tripod household on Long Island, where Kathy, Pop, and next-door neighbor Charlie are enjoying the evening air in the backyard, and we hear Kathy.
Do you think they filmed the first scene yet?
Oh, I don't know, Kathy. It can take forever to get things done sometimes. I mean, you've got to deal with so many different people.
Yes, but after all, how long could it possibly take? There are only two people in the entire cast.
Oh, you'd be surprised, Kathy.
Those directors and producers and floor managers can get pretty mule-headed sometimes.
Right.
Not to mention the actors.
That's right.
Wait a minute, Pop. Now, Howard is one of the actors. In fact, he's the only actor. And you know he can't be defined as mule-headed.
Yeah, she's right, Mr. Tripod.
Well, maybe mule-headed isn't the word, but you have to admit that sometimes he is a real chowderhead.
Yes, that's right, too.
Now, hold on. Howard's your own son, and he's my husband to boot. I don't see how you can say those kind of things about him. And I'm surprised at you, too, Charlie, for agreeing with Pop like that.
Yes, you're right, Kathy.
I'll tell you how I can say those kind of things. Because I am his father, that's why. And I know him better than anybody else on this entire planet. So if I say he's got a couple of screws loose, you better believe me.
Yes, he's right about that, Kathy.
Charlie, your face just turned green.
What?
I just wanted to see if you were going to keep agreeing with everything we said.
Was I doing that?
You sure as tarnation were, Charlie.
Gee, I'm sorry. I didn't notice I was doing that. I guess it's just kind of hard to disagree with each of you.
Well,
that's all right. I suppose we're all a little bit on edge, you know, with Howard so far away.
Yeah, I wonder what he's doing right now.
Probably talking with that French actress, what was her name again?
Brigitte
LaRue, yes, that's right.
That's right, yeah.
You know, I still think it's funny the way he changed his mind about being in the film so suddenly when he heard that she was going to be in it, you know?
What,
I can't understand that.
Funny ha-ha or funny strange? Or...
Oh, well, I thought it was kind of strange. I mean, Howard doesn't usually react in that kind of... Well, what was that?
Oh, that must be my wife calling me again. I'll be there in a minute, Alice. There's no need to scream. Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy. What were you saying just now?
Well, I was just pointing out how, gosh darn it all, I can never get anything said. I'll be right back.
So, Mr. Tripod, how are you adjusting for Long Island?
Oh, I hate it. Big Bear City was my real home, and I'll probably never see it ever again in my entire life.
Well, why do you say that? You can always visit. Maybe over the summer.
No. We can never go back. You knew that, Charlie.
No, I don't know that. Why can't you go back?
You mean you don't know about the big family scandal that forced us to move clear across the country?
No, I didn't know anything.
Uh-oh, I guess I should have...
Uh-huh, I knew there was something you folks weren't telling me.
I don't think I should have said anything.
But now that you did tell me, what kind of a scandal was it? One of those Hollywood gossip column type things?
Listen, Charlie, I shouldn't have even brought it up in the first place.
Well, be quiet now. Kathy's coming back. But I want to find out some more about this later.
Why do these things have to happen to me?
Who was that, Kathy? You look kind of upset.
That was Uncle Jonathan, Charlie. He's calling from Whitney Island. Seems that Howard is missing.
Missing?
Mm-hmm.
How could he be missing? The island's so small.
The last person who saw him said he was taking a canoe ride around the island.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe the current caught him and he's drifting out to sea.
Well, that's just great. Now what are we supposed to do? He was the only one in the house who had a driver's license.
And so the tripods find out that Howard is indeed lost somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. What will become of him? Will he ever be found? And what about the great tripod scandal? You'll want to be with us next time when we'll hear Kathy say...
Was Brigitte in the canoe with Howard?
That's next time on The Tripod Family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
off my mind. I don't cry no more. That's the reason I'm hanging on. And I can't let go. If you only knew, baby, how much I mean to you. Well, I really don't believe you'd treat me like you do. I'm hanging on, woman. I'm hanging on, babe. I'm hanging on, babe.
In case you just tuned in, you're listening to Radio Free Long Island. My name's Mike Uhas, and Eric Corley is in the other room babbling away patriotically. And you never know what's going to happen next. Uh-oh, somebody's here. Let's see, come on in.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, are you on the air now?
Yes, I am on the air.
I don't want to interrupt.
Who are you?
I'm sorry. I was just working downstairs, and I happened to hear what was going on over the radio. There's
right.
a radio downstairs. Is that him in there?
Yeah, that's Eric. Oh. Why, were you listening?
Yes, I was, and he looks pretty bad. How long has he been going for?
It's about an hour, close to about an hour and a half now.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you something. Your name's Mike?
Yes, it is.
Mike, I'll tell you something.
Who are you?
My name's Joe. I was fixing the walls downstairs. It was sort of falling apart.
Yeah, you know, I got a question to ask you, too.
Yeah.
How come it was yesterday I saw all these brand new white waste paper baskets on the campus?
Oh, that's probably Fred who did that. I don't do anything with
did
white paper baskets.
Did that have anything to do with the inauguration of the president?
No. It's a coincidence, pretty much. So, you know, these things happen this time of year. They repave the road. They make new garbage cans.
But how come that only happens?
Repaint the bricks, that type of stuff, you know?
Yeah, how come that only happens, though, in the midst of an inauguration?
Well, you know, if inaugurations happened in the wintertime or something, you wouldn't see that. But they happen in the spring, and so does all this other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
New garbage cans, you don't get new garbage cans in the fall, do you?
Eh? I guess right.
Oh.
Well, be sure to give Fred our best...
I'll tell him that, Mike, and I want to thank you for, you know, letting me come up here like this.
Yeah,
I got to
well,
be going now.
No, wait a minute. What's your solution?
Oh, I almost forgot. Yes. I had a brother. He lived in San Francisco, and once this happened to him, except he was more on the West Coast United States side of things. He was, you know, not totally American patriotic, more Westernized.
Right.
And it was a shock to me anyway, because I had never seen such a thing before. But I used my common sense, and I just said things that might get him unpatriotic, you know?
And?
Really, one word type things, you
oh,
know?
I see what you mean. It's like word association, and he starts hearing you.
He can hear you, can he?
Look, I think he can, but I'm not sure of that fact. Look at him in there. It looks like there's nothing that's going to bother him.
Can he hear me now?
He's got a marching band, and no, he can't. He can't.
Could you just make it so he can hear me for a second? I'd just like to see if he reacts to the sound of my voice.
Let me just throw the right switch here.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah,
all right.
He can. I think he can hear you now.
Hey, Bozo, you.
Yeah,
you see him?
He jumped up. Okay, well.
All right. Well, since he can hear us, that's a good sign. In another 40 minutes or so, I don't think he'd be able to hear us anymore. What I would suggest doing though is the word association.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you want to get that?
I'll get it later.
Okay. The word association is a very important thing. Say some words that would get him unpatriotic again, you know. It's sort of like, what can I think of? Nixon. Say Nixon. Nixon's a good one.
And Watergate.
Watergate. Very
oh,
good.
I get it.
Very
I
good.
Get it.
Vietnam.
Okay.
Say Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Try repeating those things to him. It worked for my brother. It might not work for him, but...
You had a brother and it was like this, too?
In San Francisco, yes. It worked like that, you know? Like that.
Uh-huh.
So,
Yeah.
Try it.
Okay, I got to get moving, all right? Because okay, those
say
walls are
was?
Falling down downstairs.
Fred?
No, my name's Joe. Fred is my partner. He does some work with me, too.
Okay.
Okay, so I got to run along now, but best of luck to you and all your listeners, and I'll see you probably later.
Okay, well, thank you for coming.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was certainly a nice piece of news, a suggestion from somebody who happened to be downstairs. I'm going to try that right after this song. Tune for you here on Radio Free Long Island.
The hell with the Soviets. The hell with the Red Chinese. The hell with the regular Chinese.
As you can hear, Eric's Brazil. In the background
the
having problems of sorts.
Especially the hell with Nicaragua.
And
who cares about them? Mongolia.
We have a little solution. Let me just turn him down for a little bit there. We have a proposed solution. A fellow came up and we should...
Angola.
Well, let's try it.
Who cares about it? Who cares about anything?
America's Nixon.
Best. America is best. Buy American. Buy
probably
everything
not working
American.
Just
don't buy
yet.
A single import. And all you people out in other let's countries, you buy
else.
American, too.
We're gonna Vietnam.
We're going America. Stand beside her. And guide her.
Uh-huh.
Star-Spangled Banner. America the Beautiful. All those great songs written about. How many great songs can you think about Chad, huh?
Else.
Huh? Or about Niger, or even Nigeria.
Federal
or anything
Bureau
else.
Of Investigation.
Or the Soviet Union. Or Bulgaria. Or Romania. Or some people say Romania. They can't even, they don't even know how to say their own damn country. How many times can you say United States of America? There's
Let's
only one way to say
else.
It. USA, the good old USA. Apple pie. And brand names of cars that we can't say over the air, but
Chrysler.
What the hell are you going to say it anyway? Chevrolet. Huh? What do you think of that?
Chrysler Corporation. Seems to be
talking. Talk about a draft. You people should be happy to fight for your country. You should be marching up there to the front lines right away. You shouldn't have to wait for them to call
Intervention
you.
Intervention in
That's
El Salvador.
About that. That's what you should be doing. You should not have to... you should...
Children senselessly
America.
Murdered in Atlanta.
I think it's working.
We'll be back shortly.
We call the Madison Blues. away your blues.
Well, I think we're having problems with our transmitter or something. I don't exactly know what these noises are that we hear in the background. I think they just disappeared. Well, that's good.
Oh, boy.
And not only that, but the important part here is that Eric seems to have come down to Earth. Eric.
Oh, man, I don't know what happened to me. What was I doing?
You were just, like, screaming out, and you were singing Kate Smith songs about being patriotic in America.
Over the air?
Yes, I'm afraid some of it did, in fact, go out over the air.
I'm never going to live this down. I don't understand. I just feel like I just started the show, like it was 12 o'clock or something, and something happened to me. I kind of blacked out. I don't
exactly know what happened to you either, but...
What exactly did I say?
Well, remember?
What started me off saying it?
Well, I think it's on a tape. You can listen to it later, but you were just... So I don't know exactly... You were saying how good your new car was... compared to your old car, and I think at least if I can remember properly, it was like it was like two days ago when this happened, but it was in fact only about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago.
Yeah,
but
what did I do?
Well, you just completely flipped, and you went saying all sorts of different things, and...
Like what?
Like how great America is, and that America... Well, you were being very supremacist and that kind of thing.
Really?
Really.
I mean, yeah, occasionally I've been known to say something patriotic, but I never really,
you really
went overboard with it.
You sure did? Well, there's a tape in the other studio that you can listen to.
Wow.
Well, wait a minute now. When I you know how I got you out of it? I was saying...
Yeah, I was about to ask you
some disgrace, American disgraces, and it seemed to have worked. A fellow came up from downstairs, heard what was happening to you.
Someone came up from downstairs?
Right. Yeah, they were listening downstairs in the office or something.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they came up and they offered their suggestion, and I tried it, and it worked. At least I think you're back to normal.
Well, I just feel kind of, you know, dazed now. I've got kind of a headache. It's a strange feeling, like I'm awakening from some strange thing that I can't really... I'm kind of inarticulate right now, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what happened. I mean, you saw it. I'd like to listen to that tape and see exactly what I did.
Well, you can. So our listeners know what
happened.
It's
very strange. What do you think prompted it, though? Just the fact that you were talking about my car made me start...
Well,
turn into a super
you were
patriot.
Talking about your car. Oh, by the way, here's an interesting thing that happened the other day. I was driving down some road the other day, and I saw a car on the side of the road that looked exactly like your old car.
Oh, really?
And hood was open. Exactly
it might have been my old car.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how long ago was that?
This was just the other day. It wasn't your car.
No, then it wasn't my car.
Yours is still probably out in front of your house. It will be there for about 6 to 8 months.
Right? Yeah, probably. You know, that's about the period we keep them in front of our house for. After that period, then they get taken down to a junkyard and turned into other things.
Tin cans.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry to all our listeners, too, that I put
apologize.
You through that. I mean, it never happened to me before. I've been on the air for a little while, and... it just never happened. I don't know what to say.
You went completely mad for a time.
I went bonkers, I guess. Okay, I'll admit it. I went nutso for a little while there. I'd like, if anyone out there knows medical stuff about, you know, that kind of thing, give us a
write
call
us.
And or write us or
yes,
do anything.
Write to us.
Let us know what might have caused something like that and
let's
how we can prevent
address.
It. Why don't we do that?
Okay, it's Radio Free Long Island.
Care of WUSB. And
State University of New York at Stony Brook.
That's in Stony Brook, New York.
11794.
Is the zip code. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm starting to feel a little better now. Hey, you want to get a pizza?
Sure.
All right, why don't we go do that then?
Okay.
That might really bring me back to normal.
Yeah, I think you really need it.
I think our music needs it, too.
WUSB, Stony Brook, Radio Free Long Island.